advanced rapidly through the company. Despite barely emerging from adolescence, at age 18, he became the superintendent of the Pittsburgh division. He then branched into investing. Thomas A. Scott, executive of the Pennsylvania Railroad Company, helped him build his first portfolio. With beginner's luck, a $4,217 investment in a sleeping car company soon paid $5,000 a year. Then, he and other investors formed a pig iron company to build railroad bridges. His investments became such a large part of his income that his $2,400 annual salary from the railroad company soon amounted to only 5% of his annual earnings. In 1865, he left the railroad company and moved to New York. He and his mother, the once impoverished wife of an unemployed Scottish weaver, took a suite at the St. Nicholas Hotel. His upward rise continued to heights that were not possible before the Industrial Age, when levels of wealth once only enjoyed by aristocrats or the landed gentry could be attained by clever industrialists. In 1873, he organized the first of his steelworks. He soon built factories, furnaces, cranes, and hoists. The rapidly expanding American economy gobbled up every ounce of steel he produced to create railroads, buildings,